I'm back, bitches, and we're going to call this episode DeShayla's 15 Minutes. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Get it? What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for the Bad Girls Club AfterBuzz TV After Show. First and foremost, happy birthday, Kristen!
Yes.
Happy birthday, Kristen!
Happy birthday to ya! Happy birthday to ya! Happy birthday!
Okay, yeah, that's all we're gonna say with that.
Hey, I got my homies in town. We got Miss Camila.
What's up?
With the Bacon Bear?
And joining new to the table, Mr. Oliver.
Hi.
Ollie.
I'm really excited.
I'm excited. So this is your first episode joining, right?
This is.
You're a big BGC fan.
I am.
Way to catch the train last season halfway through.
I know.
You started this season?
Yeah, this is my first.
You saying you started like,
oh my god, I'm just in love.
I thought he like watched, you know, seasons like season
No, he's a big bad girl.
Okay. That's what
miscommunication. Favorite bad girl of all time.
Oh god, don't ask me.
And you can't pick anyone in the room.
Yeah, it's a tie.
It's being judgmental.
I don't know.
Favorite season? How about that?
I like season 10.
What was season 10?
That was
with Atlanta. Atlanta. Oh, Atlanta. That was Rockies.
Yeah.
That was Rockies.
Fair enough. Oh, yeah. That shows your age. All right, let's talk about it. Oh, you know, there's going to be a whole lot of shade, you guys, because so here's the thing. I haven't watched this season at all because I gave up Bad Girls Club. And then I had a relapse because Kristen was like, oh, well, I'm not going to be in the studio. Do you think the fans would really be like it? And I was like, all right, fine. Let me see if I can do it. So I put the first episode on. I was like, oh, these bitches. And then I end up watching all six of the episodes yesterday, and I was just like,
You know what?
Bynum and Murray, I take my hat off to you guys. The best production, honestly, like the producing in this, the editing, like I always have talked about it, but this season, they knew what they were doing. They got some bitches that get under my goddamn
skin. Oh my god, I'm like,
wait. I'm like, where is this going, Jesse? Tell it to me right now.
Please. All right, now I had to just write this down because I watched six episodes. There was no way I wasn't going to not have commentary on those six episodes, so please let me just get this all out, and I want to see where you guys are with this.
Yes.
Okay, so first and foremost, let's just admit it from the beginning. Sayori, you fucked up by telling Susan's tea. It was shady, but at the end of the day, she's not your friend, but it's still just kind of a shady thing to do. And for the fact that you didn't want to own up to it, girl, like, just own up to it, be like, I'm sorry, girl, which she did eventually, and then we should have washed it under the bridge. Kiara, I started the fucking show out because why are you mad? Why are you always mad? You talking about popping off on everyone else, but you the one popping off.
Yeah,
you
the Kiara.
One that, you were mad at Sayori for week, like days, weeks, episodes.
But for the same thing that she was doing, so she's total hypocrite.
And then you get mad at Sterkeisha, and I'm going to call, what's her name?
Wait, who's Sterkeisha?
The bigger girl.
Oh, Mickey. We call her Mickey.
No, I call her Sterkeisha because she's stirring the motherfucking pot. So here's my thing with Sterkeisha. You were mad at Sterkeisha for hanging out with Sayori, but bitch, you was hanging out with Susan.
Yeah.
So this is true. Here's my thing with Kiara. You flip flop. And the thing is, like, I don't even want to give you that, your name, like, because I just kept forgetting what your name was, girl. Because your physicalness, you just make me feel like you look like Mama D's daughter.
Oh, God.
Am I watching, like, the rejects from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta?
Oh, my God.
Who pissed Jesse off on Twitter or Instagram
okay,
or any social media?
Nobody. I have just been in my woosah, my meditation, like, and then I had 6 hours of Bad Girls Club yesterday.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Girl, so then I was just waiting for
this. He's really
this.
Passionate,
the whole
obviously.
Thing, all in one.
Ooh. Susan, girl, you was a flip-flop, and I'm just happy you off the show. Even though you did me right, I was really happy when she showed herself and she threw them bows. Yeah. Except at the end when you grabbed that freaking
Oh, no, you
the
weren't
cone.
Feeling that? I felt like she was being true to what she was, you know?
No, I felt like... Because here's the thing. You know you're going to get in trouble at the end of the
course.
Day. Like, and that's some fake bitch shit. You can't tell someone on the phone, like, oh, I'm going to beat her ass. And then
right.
I'm going to leave. And then you didn't do it because you picked up a fucking metal thing and just stood there. Kiara, let's see. What else? Who else I have? I loved when... what's her name? Tossed her Kiki to the floor.
What do you think about Seven?
I love Seven. Okay, so I loved her at the very beginning. Like, I was Seven with the shade and the eyes and just clocking everyone's tea. She's in the mess, but she's always kind of around it. But then there's been a few episodes where I've kind of been looking at Seven like, are we missing something? Like, why?
Seven kind of instigates and then kind of brings it back.
Yeah, brings it back.
She's like right there, and then when the fight jumps off, she's like nowhere to be found. I don't take her as being scary, though, but I do like she's always like instigating some stuff.
Yeah. She has something she has something to say like about Kiara, but yet she never says it to Kiara's face.
She's hanging out with her all the time.
Yeah, she says it in the confessional, which is kind of like, that's why I like Seven, but I'm always giving her the side eye, like,
because she'd be really like,
just let her know.
The other thing, Kiara, like, get some dick, girl, because you mad Sayori having a man over. Right, like, what was the, even tonight, like, you mad because 15 minutes got some boy, like, attention, and you just mad all the time. Why are you mad? Why? Where's the therapist for this season?
They're not.
Laura, she's not coming back.
The therapist for this season. Kiara, apparently. I mean, seems like they tried to make her the head of the house where she has these prolific words to say. But then
you can't take her seriously.
And it's like
the way
5 minutes
off,
later,
she's doing exactly what she's talking about to the other girls. You always have something great to say, but, I mean, use your own advice on yourself, and it will think that maybe you're telling the truth.
And then when Erica and Bambi's sister-in-law ever went inside the recording studio to sing I Deserve, I was just done. I was just why is DJ Self's cousin your manager? Like, what, and what what did we just record?
I'm not about to play with you.
Like, what did, this is, and then, and the reason I'm shading is because this is what you said, girl. You said, you know, I ain't worried about this bad girls thing. You know, my biggest thing is to maintain, my main goal here in the house is to protect my image. Fail. You're failing at that. Clearly. Like, because I'm not connecting with the music. I'm connecting not with you starting fights with everybody.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's fine. Keep developing as an artist. The other one. Francesca, girl, this is what I wrote down for Francesca. I'm done with you, Kiara. I'm so done. I'm going to show you you're a bully. You're a bully, bitch. Because here's the thing. When Brie was pissing in the goddamn thing, if you didn't like it, girl, then you just turn your head.
Exactly.
And you had to... Chihuahua.
Yeah, she's like an annoying gnat bugging the fuck out of you. It's
and
like,
you didn't even get beat up. You got, like, girl, shh. And you're like, ah!
Oh my god. Yeah,
but that's
you got a little
she's dramatic.
Smudge.
Yeah. She's very dramatic. And
she said that she never even been in a fight before.
She's
so
a liar.
Like,
I don't believe that. I honestly don't
know. I don't
know.
And she called her mom and she was Mom, yeah. I don't know. You know, I grew up in a good household.
Yeah.
And
but that's why I believe it. I think that is something behind even that mom and the whole how I came from a family like that. And sometimes they hide behind the the good words, and it's not really good advice because they're not really showing you how to live those great, nice words that she's saying over the phone right now. So I think that might even be a front, and that's why she is the way that she is in the house.
Like, at first I wasn't fucking with Francesca because her and DeShayla were like couches to me in the house. Like, I just was like, what, IKEA? Yeah. Then when Francesca actually ran up on DeShayla, because I was mad at DeShayla. I'm like, girl, you're going to pick on Francesca. Out of everyone in the house, you're going to run up on Francesca. But then when Francesca took her down, I was like, okay. But then after that, Francesca, you just be standing around with your hand like...
But I mean, like, Fran, like, after all, like, can you not just keep coming in the room, bringing it back up, like, 20 minutes later after somebody's pumped you up? Oh, now she got more information, so it's like she comes back and it's like, okay, well, they told me that you did this. It's like nothing that she can remember herself.
And why are you letting somebody put a battery in your back? Why do you keep letting someone, the messiest girl in the house, she is playing puppeteer with everybody in the house, and I don't understand how they don't see it. Like, as soon as she says something, then... Everybody just goes and reacts.
Oh, wait. Fran
it's
or
like,
Kiara?
No, Kiara, you know. And it's like, do what you have to do for yourself. Don't let Kiara tell you something about what somebody did or said, past tense. And then you're going to go react off of it. Because honestly, they all look stupid to me. Kiara looks stupid. And the one following after what she's saying looks even dumber. So.
And why do they... But like, how did Kiara get in the position of everybody like... Oh, yeah, Kiara, lightweight, and Charlie. Like, even Brie went to her and was like, you're running this shit. And then Seven gonna get mad. Girl, I mean, at the end of the day, I love you, Seven. You running it from the fan side, we all gonna love you. Mm-hmm. But in the household, you quiet. Chilling. People are nervous about Kiara because she gonna pop up. And then the last thing is Francesca, when you ever made that comment about Susan's husband being dead, like, you can't ever call no one else a bully. You can't.
Even if you were joking, like, I was like, girl.
And everything you wanna say? So let's talk about, because you know DeShayla has been waiting all season for this episode, y'all.
For her to show her true colors, her alter ego,
I just felt like she didn't trust none of these bitches, so it's like, why even let myself be myself when you guys are going to trip off of me if I not be myself? Like, I'm being quiet and y'all got to complain about that. Then when she starts to be open and like having fun, and it's not like she wants to take the dude down, it's like, well, I thought you were gay. Well, damn, bitch, I suck dick and pussy at the same time. Shit, what the fuck is the problem? You know, like, why is it such a problem for me to talk to a man because I said I was gay? Like, so what? I want to talk to a man today, a girl tomorrow, and maybe a man, woman at the same damn time.
I don't think it had anything to do with that for Keith. I think he was just hating and super jealous. Mm-hmm. And she just finds things.
But jealous of what? Was she jealous of the fact
nobody
that...
never hollered at her.
Nobody wants to talk to Keith.
I don't know. I could see Keith getting the kitty licked by a girl.
Well, Key likes girls. It looks like she's a boy in a relationship.
And like, she says it while they're at the table. Like, she says some things, too, if I'm not mistaken, from what I heard. Oh. If I heard that correctly, like her saying...
I believe it.
She just doesn't want to talk. She doesn't have a crush on DeShayla. So that means she might have some little, you know.
So then you're that sick, like, I'm so confused. She's like that sick parent in the home that just abuses you mentally, physically, every kind of way, and then denies all of the fucking abuse. And it's life really happening. Like, come on now. Like, I'm sorry. That just really pissed me off. Because I see that in her. Like, and DeShayla is the stupid victim.
Yep.
Just, oh my God. And every time she, like, has an awakening, and then it's, like, right back to going following Kiara. I don't get it. Like, that girl is sick, and y'all need to stop following
and
her, please.
Honestly, like, the only person that ever, like, stood up to Kiara was Sayora, wasn't it?
That's
Sayora, like, the only girl that I can... That's off the top of my head that, like, really said something to her and, like, confronted her.
Sir Keisha has.
Oh, Brie. Well, yeah, Brie did,
Sir
too.
Keisha will be getting
it. Everyone's been successful with anything. Don't win. Nothing's gonna happen.
You can't take her seriously. She's crying in your face.
Not at all. It's never, like, what's happening? It's like, what happened? Oh, my God. I'm done with it. It's not her battle.
Oh my God. It's always someone else's battle. She can't even win her own battle.
We're gonna call her Whitney Houston the bodyguard, bitch, because why?
She don't deserve that title.
We're gonna call Kevin Costner.
She never gives up.
I like
that's
that
the only reason why I'll give her a little props, and she's kind of funny,
like,
too.
Yeah. No, she's funny. She's like silly.
She has some funny jokes.
Outside the house, like,
that ass couldn't get in that tub, like, I mean, the little bubble. Well, she knows, you know, like, come on now. She knows she big, and she look good big. So it ain't like she's a bad looking big girl.
She admit
that she couldn't put her ass in there. Shit. One of my thighs probably can't. Like,
one thing I like about her is that she can make jokes about herself, because that's something that I do. Like, so nobody can ever talk about me and say nothing that I haven't said about myself. Like, I'll make a joke, so it'll never be uncomfortable if somebody does say something. So I do like that about her. That's pretty cool.
She's fun. Let's talk about, so they go to the escape room. What did you guys think? Have you guys ever been in an escape room before?
No.
I want to go.
I'd be down. We should do it and
we
film
need
it.
To,
we
bro.
Should.
Look, me too.
Okay,
It's not claustrophobic. So I did one. It's like an outer space thing. You can actually go on BHL online and see me and Tiana did, and we like had to like meet the rest of our crew. It was really intense. So I think this is, so doing it, I do think it is a good thing that the girls had to be put in it, because it is something fun to be taken out of the house and have to work together. The other thing I like about this season is I like the board of, like, the bucket list. Because some of them are a little much, like thinking being a hype woman is a career. You know, but I do like the fact of, like, open a hookah lounge and, like, how they took, like, how she had to call the guy and talk to him. And because to me, little kids who are watching this, like, that's a good way for them to see, like, oh, like, I could hit somebody up and try to get into the business.
And create storylines. But, like, what's the prize? Is there a prize? Like, what's the point of this?
They probably get paid promotion? Maybe extra or something like that.
This is BGC.
Well, that's true.
Last season, girl.
They barely give me $60 a day.
They're living in a warehouse this season.
Well, when we did certain competitions when we were on there, it would be a little extra incentive. So
10 years ago, girl. Okay, we're over here where they don't want to even give you $1.
The network ain't there no more. What do you guys think about their pod that they're living in?
I think it's Like, at first I thought it was cool because it was a different, you know, kind of scene. But then when I seen the space that they have, it's very small and it seems very
Those elevator scenes, like, what are those?
My thing is that you would be claustrophobic in that place.
I'm done with the whole street walking scenes. Like, can we get to a store? Can we go to... It's so many things down there. 7th Ave.
That's true. 5th
Big, you know. Why
they
are
been,
y'all they
went,
downtown.
Y'all could have went to Target on
they
camera.
They
could
have even
like,
went to the alley. Like, why
they went to the alley.
Oh, they did? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Oh, bye.
Yeah. That's interesting. That they
didn't go
downtown.
To the good parts then.
They don't have a pool. Like, they're excited to go synchronized swimming next season. Next episode. Like, you know, that's what they're excited about. Even though that seems very fun, but
like, they literally don't have anything to do. Like, in
they
that,
don't have
in
a pool
that,
table.
In that apartment thing.
They don't have anything.
That's why they beat each other up every episode. Yeah.
They probably consider the pool balls. And
do they
stuff
have a jacuzzi?
A weapon.
They might. I don't even know.
I don't. We haven't
maybe
seen
it. Maybe the
that.
Tub is a whirlpool.
I'm sorry, but we need a pool because it's like a thing for the girls to put a bed in a pool or something.
That
like.
Shit. I didn't want to put a bed in a pool, but I just, you know what? That bitch had to go.
I don't remember. Who was it?
It was Elise's bed.
Oh,
I
can't. Okay. With the shoulders right. All right. So let's talk about it.
Okay. Side note, you guys. I'm in a struggle because women, we have to go through these processes where you have to go through like letting stuff grow in, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm in the process of letting my underarms grow in, you guys.
Oh my gosh. So, are you going to get them waxed?
Yes. Yes. So I'm so like, so if you see me not like moving my arms, I look kind of retarded. It's because I don't want to be like, wee-hee. You know what I mean? Some real shit.
No, girl.
This is
girl,
what real life women go through.
Yeah, we don't want to judge.
We're here live in studio. All right, so let's talk about it. If you guys want to call in, it's 424-256-1633. 424-256-1633. All right, so the West Coast, all the girls decide to go out. Mm-hmm. And we see that's Key, Sayora, Bree. They get themselves a little champagne shower. Well, Sayora does. I like that Sayora's always down.
She's mm-hmm. fun. She's super cool.
Yeah. What did you guys...
I like that she's not always in the drama. I love how she knows how to steer clear of the bullshit.
Yeah.
And honestly, I commend her on that because a lot of the drama is so petty always, every season. But this season is just like, don't be trying to put me in stuff that I have nothing to do with. And I don't know, I kind of like that about her. That's
she'll
like,
always stand up
else,
by herself.
I really, I like that.
What did you guys think, though, when about the night when they went to Playhouse and Bree wanted to talk to that guy, but Sayora was like, oh, I'm going to get his number, like...
That part
it was weird.
It was weird, and
I'm still
I think
that
she wanted the number herself, to be honest. Because I feel like I would have slipped that number so fast to my friend. Like, it's like dibs. Like, if I see a dude way across the room, and I'll be like, oh, he's fine.
I would never
tell
somebody.
You can't talk to him, you know? Like, I don't care if you was looking at him, you have
but
to
call
it.
That's the code, yeah.
She really wanted him?
I mean,
I was confused by the whole scene.
Like, it made no sense for her to want to get the number.
Yeah,
after.
I thought she was giving the number.
I
was
confused.
Hide.
No,
I think she really wanted.
The way it looked to me is like Sayora probably scooped in on it and hated on her and cockblocked, and it was kind of like she just should have, and she should already know, especially being a stripper, being in the club, being a dancer. It's certain stuff you don't tell the other hoes straight up. Like you don't tell that bitch about your daddy in the corner that got the bread,
right?
Because then she about to go sit on his lap and make him do what he do.
Right.
So I mean, at the end of the day, she should have took the code out of the strip club and took it into this situation, and she would have been all right. She already knew what was up.
Speaking of daddy with the bread, Sayora was the one with the daddy with the bread because they met up with
that's
what was his
grandpa.
Name? Jay. That was grandpa. That was not sugar daddy. That was sugar paw.
I don't think, maybe like 40, okay, maybe.
He's definitely in his 50s, 60.
Oh, not 60. I would push 56.
He was
no,
like her
he
mom's
probably,
age.
Like, don't crack, so he probably
yeah, that's
look
what I'm
young.
Saying. He probably look young, but he probably, you know 50s. What I mean?
50. No, 58. Wait. No, 70. He was born in, I remember he was born in 75. So he was
like my mama
like
age. Yeah, my mom
41.
Was in her
50s. Huh? Oh, no, 41, because I was 85. Man.
But it was 10
okay,
years.
He's,
look, he wasn't no Idris
what
Elba.
Is, like, I mean, no. I don't care about the age. My, you know.
You just gotta look
at it. I don't know when my mom was born. That's
no, you can't be born around my parents' age. Like, I would have a thing with that. I don't know, me personally. But here's
but
the
he's
thing.
He's a sugar daddy, so they ain't trying to take him to the marriage
Well, honey, Sayora wasn't trying to take him to the bedroom.
Not like that.
Well, she said that she wasn't gonna hop on that thing, and she did,
and
too.
And she did,
that
okay.
That's why I got high.
I'm like, you should have had your friend back from episode 3. What
Shoot.
Was that man's name?
They should have had friend? Him, all of them, just
in
a line. See how
Christy
far
knows how to...
Lionel.
Something like that. I'm like...
I remember Lionel because that was an ex-boyfriend name of mine.
So they go out, they have a dinner for $215, and Kiara gets mad because she says that he didn't tip, but then we find out he at least tipped 10%. At least he tipped 10%, because to not leave a tip versus, like, a basic tip, he probably thought bad girls might have paid for some of it, or, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or then I also wonder if it was like, okay, I just paid for you and all your friends, like...
No, you took me and my friends, you're supposed to pay the tip too, bro. Like... You won't get caught again.
Now, but to throw an attitude like Kiara did?
I wouldn't throw an attitude, but if you're taking me out and my girlfriends to eat, yeah.
Wait, was that originally the plan that he was supposed to take all of them out to eat?
I don't think he just came and, you know.
He probably thought he was just taking
Kiara. First of all,
that's what I'm thinking. And then they all kind of invited themselves, and she probably invited them because, you know, when it's a sugar daddy, you really... probably not feeling, and she probably only started feeling them because she got alcohol in her system, and then she was like, okay, I need some.
That champagne shower.
She probably invited them because I've had girlfriends that do it. They don't really want to do nothing with them, so they'd be like, girl, come on
date
with me, okay?
Because,
yeah, you will be the scapegoat. He ain't going to try nothing.
Right.
She had, like, what, four girls there with her, so he wasn't going to try nothing until she was ready. I don't know.
And then, too, he could have probably thought, y'all bitches ain't that cute for me. So, you know, sometimes guys, I just feel like a guy should be
they might have not
been
that nice.
I mean, yeah.
I'm used like, to if they like really good training. Tippers, though. Like, I date people that tip so good that I'm fucking pissed. Like, hold the fuck
like,
up.
Can I get that?
No, I don't play. could I have been the waiter in this situation? And,
like, why did you just give her $400? Like, I could have took our drinks, made them up, and, you know, that $400 can go straight to my pocket.
Well, Kiara was mad because he then promised her a bottle of Patron, and so she's running around the house like, if I don't get my bottle!
Yeah, that was fun. Bitch, if you don't go buy
like you talking
bottle.
About you not cheap and you not broke, but you worry so much about this little whack ass bottle of Patron, girl.
If I don't get my bottle, everybody gonna get it.
Like what? You're taking fades for Patron.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, this girl's serious about her liquor. Okay.
And I'm mad at how they reversed this whole tip situation. It was me and Amber with the tip situation on my season, and they reversed it and made it like this whole Kiara thing. But I think she kind of looks stupid.
She snatched that bottle up though when she got it. So
she was happy.
She was really happy.
Oh, she came out like, thank you. And then he became, what was the nickname for him? Then
Zaddy.
She called him. Zaddy. Oh, then he became Zaddy to her too, huh?
Oh, how quickly we forget. DeShayla feels like she's not really being herself.
Wait, let's go back to the fact that he gave her
head
and she didn't look quite
God. How could you miss that?
First of all, you get it, you're supposed to be like, you are not supposed to be focused on your
scared.
Friend.
Like, she was like, maybe she was thinking about all the people that are watching the camera crew.
The lights on.
You shouldn't get cracking in. You know it was popping.
But have you ever been hit on by somebody and then like maybe you were out like this has happened to me. Like it was this guy and like he like was sending me these pictures and like it was like oh, okay and then
pictures when, like naked pictures?
No. Oh. Like face pictures. And so then go out and me and my friends meet up with him and he was old.
Oh. Those pictures were from 10 years ago.
And I was like, sir, who's that? Where's your grandson?
Right. Catfish.
I'm not about to play with you.
You got catfish.
The fuck? I got catfish. So in this moment, I'm just like... Girl, like, you hung out the whole day with him. And in my mind, I'm like, was this some Amber Rose shit that you felt like because he get you... three bottles and a $215 dinner like you have to fuck
like or maybe she felt like she didn't get no pleasure out of the head so she was like fuck it I'm gonna get on top right this you know
no I definitely kind of feel what you said I thought that in the back of my mind too I was like wait a minute
so you think she fucked for two bottles
yeah
that's waxing right you're so beautiful too
I mean, well, here's the thing like I've met some like Cali girls.
That'd
be on like Susan. Like Susan, I know several Susans in out here in California. Yeah. And I was like,
maybe they've been abused in their past and they need to go seek therapy. Like seriously, no, because sorry, just being in my class. Like we talk about that, and it's basically like you're using a past situation and you're referring to it when something like this happens, and then here you go, like, sleeping with a guy for two bottles when it's, like, I don't know, deeper than
and
that.
And then it was for your friends, so that's a real L.
Right, you didn't even get one of the bottles, because, you know, Kiara wasn't
I feel like she even kind of felt like she had to, like, You know, because Kiara, she was scared. You know,
I felt like she had to take one for the team.
I do.
Like, damn.
She wants to invite him back.
I don't think I ever had to take one for the team.
Never.
I think
not like that girl.
Not like that. No.
I think it was a little mix of both. Because, I mean, I do think that she does kind of have a horny little mouse kid. Because that does make sense. Like, if the head ain't good, but you just kind of feeling it, and it just throbbing. You're like, oh, fuck it. Let me just...
And then see, that's when you grab the head and you like make it do what you want to
right,
do.
Right, like you know don't I mean? Jump like, on the dick. You just shove it. All right, well, this is the wrong show for all that.
Oh, I know, it's about getting X-rated.
So Bree then pulls Kiara aside to talk about the 10% tip. Do we think Bree is a little nervous around Kiara? Like, or respects her? Or
nah, she confronted her in the bedroom last episode. Was that last episode?
I think she just, no, that's the one no bullshit.
No drama.
Yeah, no drama.
After what happened with her and Fran, like.
Yeah, she's kind of
they look like they'll
over
throw bows.
Her Bree and Kiara.
And Kiara, oh, yeah. Bree and Kiara.
That's actually.
I like Bree, actually. Like, I'll just be liking her. I'll be just peeping her, like, oh, yeah.
I like her
little stance.
Mm-hmm. Except the nail thing, I'm just like,
okay. Oh my god!
With
like,
fake nails?
If she was a Mortal Kombat character, that would be her like finishing move.
Her fatality. Yeah,
finish her.
Ha! You're right.
Anybody that can snap their nails off like that,
huh? Is a crazy gotta, bit.
Yes, because
that,
that
hurts. Okay,
I'm like, I don't know what
she's ready for war all the time. She like
come off on her own.
She really doesn't give. She does not care. Like she wrapped her hair up and like, you saw her
that?
Tracks and everything.
Oh yeah,
she catch me outside. How about
that? And she be saying outside.
How about that?
But wait a minute, her. Her accent kind of went away, huh?
Yeah,
it did.
Maybe she was
it
like,
did.
How about that?
How about that?
Like, she'll talk
she
like
probably
that
had
no
already
more.
Seen that girl in a clip of her. It was like, yeah, I'm taking this to the bank. Because the last girl, they were already comparing her from the last season. Mm-hmm. Red hair.
Oh, to
the one
Daniels.
That claimed oh. the victim last season. What was wait. Her name?
We have oh, her. Kate.
Kaylee.
Kaylee.
She kind of looked
like her.
Mm-hmm.
Bambi.
Mm-hmm.
Bambi.
That was like her nickname.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. So then we get Francesca's mad at Bree because she talked to Kiara about the tip and didn't talk to her about poking her face. That's why you mad. That's why you mad, mad. I'm just confused, girl. Like, why are you still talking about this? Why are you still mad? Like you were talking shit. You were the one barking, just like you're barking in this episode. And if someone punches you in the face, what, are you going to cry now tonight?
Yes, yeah. She is.
She is.
She's gonna... I didn't deserve that!
Yep.
You were saying
everybody here, I wasn't expecting it.
She's going to call her mom.
Well, that's why you shouldn't have brought your ass on the Bad Girls Club, or you should have looked at clips beforehand and know, keep your eyes and arms ready at all times. These bitches ain't your friends.
But I'm just like, let's just bring it back. Like, okay, was it weird for a homegirl to piss in the van? 100%.
Of course.
Was it disgusting and unsanitary? Yes. That's her business, girl. Let her do what she's doing. Because guess what? I'm sure all the girls in the car weren't fans of her peeing in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But they, everyone's drunk. She does what she does. But you made a thing out of it.
Yeah.
You made it seem like you were better then. So
exactly.
Now this bitch had to bring you back down
bring
to
you back
reality.
Down. That part.
That part.
Well, well, well.
I want you to talk about this, Kayla, because you brought up how Kiara and Shayla. Kiara's always giving advice.
Oh. Kiara's
but never
always,
taking it.
Yeah, Kiara's always giving advice. So, she starts giving advice to DeShayla, telling DeShayla how she needs to speak up and be herself. And then here we are, DeShayla starts being herself, and what happens? Kiara is jealous. Kiara has a problem. Overall, period, point blank, Kiara thinks she's a therapist. And for me, she just needs to shut up, honestly. That's how I feel about it. Like, I don't think she has any great words of wisdom. I believe that she just stirs the pot. She's the puppeteer, and then you call the other one, what, stir the pot? The
but
other
it's Starkeisha.
Yeah, Starkeisha.
But do you think Kiara is, like... planning, like, do you think that she's like, and they're like, let me stir the pot, or like, she just genuinely is like, oh, you just don't fuck with this kind of girl because everything you do will set her off.
I think that production saw something in her, like they see in one girl every season, that they start feeding certain information that they don't feed the other girls, and I feel like Kiara might be that girl in this season because at one minute she's the villain, and then all of a sudden she has words of wisdom, and I can refer that and relate it to a girl on my season, and I knew. By the end of the season, after the show, that she was being fed certain information.
Who was that girl?
Whatever. They don't like it when we talk about... Oh. I be reading the comments, y'all. Oh. They don't want us to always refer to our stuff, so I'll leave it alone this time. Oh. Catch it on the real TKC. My Instagram live.
Hey. All right, so then we see... What do we get after that? All right, so let's talk about with DeShayla, goofy ass. Uh-huh. So now she's opened up and she's being herself. Mm-hmm. And... I mean, here's the thing. Like, I'm going to give it to you, girl, because honestly, you probably are a really nice girl, and the way that they just edit you on this show just makes you look like a sofa. And then, of course, now you start showing yourself, and now they make you look goofy. She has this girl crush on Kiara.
Why?
Because I think Kiara gives some vibes.
And then she doesn't, like, act on it. So she's giving her, like, mixed vibes.
But
mixed
Kiara gives me the type of, like, straight girl that's like, I don't mess with girls. I don't mess with girls. But she wants the attention. But you know she does mess. Right. Like,
or she, yeah.
And then if she's not giving her the attention, then it's like. She's
getting a little. Yeah, she definitely needs attention, because if she's not the focus, then she's like, she feels like, then she's acting this way, or she's showing her favoritism, or this.
And you can tell by, like, the way she's always, like, standing up and just talking crap, so, I mean, I just can't take her seriously.
What did you guys think about that dinner scene when those two guys had approached? This is another thing, like, where I'm confused with Seven, because I'm like, well, what did you guys all think? Like, who was in the wrong with that?
I feel like Kiara totally was in the wrong. Like, don't hate on the next girl.
It wasn't anything serious.
When she's saying whatever she's saying. Like, you broke the bro code. Because all y'all young kids say bro to the girls. They call each other bro. I hate that shit. But she broke the bro code. Like, first of all, we're sitting here. We're chilling with these guys. And wait a minute. Who was the thirsty bitch that called them up, though? Kiara. But every time somebody else get attention, Kiara has a problem with it. But she like, oh, okay, calls these guys up. And she talks about that on every episode prior to how all the girls are always calling guys in their section.
Yeah.
So what? This is a dinner. It's the same thing, honey buns. You called some guys over. And then I guess because she called them over, she's angry because someone else was getting a little bit of attention. She is, like, completely the, like, person that wants to suck up all the attention for the season.
She wasn't dressed cute that night, so DeShayla had... She's never cute. DeShayla had those points, you know, when it comes, like...
She's never cute.
She kind of looked, on it. No lie, she kind of looked a little cute. She looked a little cute this episode.
It was like... I think so. No, it's like a tomboyish kid. It ain't like someone gonna look at her and be like, oh, she a lesbian.
I feel like she should do better being from L.A.,
I agree.
Wait, which one?
You could be so simple in L.A., but so, like, chic.
But she's not really in L.A., from what I understand. I think she's in Atlanta, or she's been out of state. Yeah, like, she dresses from like Atlanta, but
She definitely dresses so Atlanta. She lives in Atlanta. You know what she reminds me of? Remember that? Get out my face! Get out my face. Remember
that? Oh, my God.
I'm going to be the ass on the train.
Remember? Oh, my God.
You guys have to Google that.
Oh, I'm alive. Holla, hey. Look, I'm Googling it right now.
Carla, you're on the line. What's your name?
That's why that she had, like, her head to the back. Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Hi, it's Steve from Queens.
Who is it?
Steve from Queens.
Hey, Steve.
Hi.
What are you thinking about tonight's episode?
I'm over Kiara. She just...
annoying.
Steve, are you in the bathroom?
It sounds like I'm in my room.
Okay, the echo right now.
The hallway.
Sounded like Francesca when she yells.
I'm sorry, you on speakerphone.
Oh, okay, that's what it is.
All right, so what do we? So we aren't caring for Kiara. What did you think about the whole Kiara versus DeShayla part over the guys?
Kiara should mind her business. DeShayla can like who she want to like. That's nobody's business who she does.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Why are you mad about what somebody else is doing?
Steve, what did you think about Seven's reaction to DeShayla? And then she went out and went to kind of go listen to Kiara's side of the conversation.
I think Seven is torn because she's friends with both of them, so she's trying to be there for both of them. But at some point, I like what Kiara said, you have to take a side. You can't be straddling the fence. And then, like, something goes down, everybody looking at you like, what you going to do? Mm-hmm. It's just a thing. And Francesca, I think she needs to let stuff go. Like, Brianna apologized to you, and you're just mad that you got punched in your face. You just take the L and move on, boo. Like,
you're not gonna take that L.
Take that exactly. L.
Wait, which is the one that said, Shayor, when she was like,
why are you mad, Kiara? I can take an L. Mm-hmm. When she ran out and said that to her face. I can take an L. And I'm
sorry. And Kiara shouldn't have slapped Ciara. I think Kiara was wrong because she should have apologized to Ciara the next morning because that... But Ciara had a point, like, where was all you when Ciara and everybody was messing with Ciara? Like, that was nowhere to be found.
I forgot about that.
Y'all want her to have y'all back. That makes no sense.
Word. Well, thanks for calling in, Steve. What's your Twitter handle?
I don't have Twitter.
What's your Instagram?
Shade by Steve. I watch Killers live all the time.
Awesome. Oh. Thanks.
Shade by... Oh, duh. Oh, my God. Hey, boo. I just know... I am such an airhead. I got blonde in my hair, so don't pay me no mind. Hey, boo. I love you.
Love,
thank
hi.
You so much.
I love you, too.
All right. So what do we get after that? So we see Francesca. She goes to this hype woman thing with the voodoo dolls. And just bless her heart that she wants this as a career. Just bless her. What did you guys think of that scene?
I said, good for her. Good for her.
Fran?
Good for her.
I thought it was cute. Because she seemed like she was really in her element. Like, she was...
Yeah.
Like, she was all, like, licking tit. Like, she was full on in it. I was like, okay, Fran, this is your CeeLo.
Yeah, my cousin has a band. We Are the End. They would totally love for her to, like, do that stuff. Swear to God.
Because it seemed like you just got to jump up and down, switch your hair, look crazy. Scream. Like, you know, have that.
It's an easy $50 a night.
I can't.
And then Mike could take her somewhere. Don't she want to be a rock star? Or she just wants to be a
hype woman.
Oh, hype women get money.
I don't think she really talks about what her actual endeavors are in life. There, I think she honestly. I think a lot of the things that they're doing are part of the challenge or whatever that is, the bucket list. Okay. So,
like, we don't really learn a lot about the girls. I appreciated hearing about Shayora's past. I appreciated hearing about Suzanne's past because that. It did. It kind of put everything in context as to why she had a husband, a fuck buddy, and then a sugar daddy. But we don't really know much about Francesca other than that phone conversation where she was like, I didn't grow up like this. And then that now I start having theories.
But you got a thousand tattoos on your body. You grew up some type of ratchet way. Like, you wouldn't have all those.
But they're also like Sailor Moon tattoos. Yeah,
so she's got money or something.
Yeah,
like, it can't be that bad. She said she had a good family, like a good background. Like, she's never been in a fight, so that's why I'm like, I believe that she's really sincere in how sad she was. She was crying when she got like hit by Bree. So,
those are the people that piss me off because you talk too much shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and then you expect people not
to used to getting away with
it. You're used to getting away with it and expecting people not to do nothing because you feel like you're getting bullied, but you're bullying me. You're talking shit. Mouth.
Exactly.
Then when I pop off at you. I hate the passive aggressive.
Yeah,
bitches.
And then it's like
stop with the passive aggressive with the whole I'm not, but then you really are type shit.
Just playing the victim
and playing the victim. Exactly. I don't like that shit. Word of advice for bitches in the world.
Take it, write it down, and run with it. All right, so Brie versus Francesca. So Sturkisha. So Brie and Francesca are mad at each other. Well, Francesca's just mad. Brie's just chilling. Like, if I have to fight, I'm gonna fight you, bitch. Kiara starts standing up on some, like, you know, you ain't gonna jump this girl. Why are you getting mad? If you keep talking shit to Brie, then fight her. You just keep holding your fist tight, like. And then Sturkisha step up in front of Francesca, and I'm just like, girl, go in the other room. Why? Just let these bitches fight. Just let it happen. I just feel like, here's my thing. Francesca, you was quiet all time this whole time, and then when a blonde girl come in, you were like, I want to be the only, I feel like I'm going to get forgotten.
She has
Who
issues.
Says that? One. Who says I'm going to be forgotten? There's how many, like, what? Stop it.
Well, that's when you
we
ain't
need to
a
find
bad
out
bitch
if she's
the
only child and if she's the middle child. Okay, I think straight up. Is she the middle child? Is that what's going on? Middle child syndrome? And she's like, oh my God, I'm going to be forgotten. So she's stripping in the house. I don't know. Sorry.
No, that's really true.
Wait, why would it be only child?
No, middle child. Just, middle child.
Okay. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm only child.
Or middle child. Because, like, if she has siblings, then I want to know where she ranks with these siblings. Because if she's the middle child, then
or maybe
maybe
or actually the youngest.
The youngest.
Because middle child
but the youngest
is usually
always the one that the parent loves no matter what they do. The
yeah,
youngest
middle
is the
But when they're taken out of that, they react.
True.
Because the
that's
middle
true.
Child is used to not that's getting
true.
Attention.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's
true.
I'm the middle back child.
Like, damn. Like, 15 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
She seems like a middle child. Like, she was just always kind of like, wherever you want me to go.
Right. oh my God, a simulator. We talked about it in my speech class.
A simulator.
Yeah. The ones that assimilate and they just kind of sit to the background and they go with the flow.
Girl, like what class you in? I want to go.
It was speech communication.
I'm into yes. that.
My teacher's really smart.
Well, I would hope so.
Well, professor.
I know. I'm like, I hope so, Kayla. I hope you ain't wasting your credits, girl.
Girl, hell no.
And your funds, because I heard school went up.
Girl, okay. 50% or something. I just found out that they actually, you guys, so you cannot go to school forever and collect that financial aid. They will cut you off when you get to a certain amount of units if they feel like you need to have already graduated. Thank God I'm not there. So I ain't got to worry about it, okay? Like, I'm still getting...
Otherwise, we're going to have to hit up Jay.
Yeah,
from,
I'm still getting that money.
James, we gonna need you, bro.
We gonna need you, bro.
And I ain't talking about a Pachomba. All right. Let's get into predictions.
Oh, I like these effects.
Now, you're After Buzz TV.
After Buzz TV. Oh,
all right.
Okay. I felt like I was on American Idol.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Lights.
All right, so next week looks like it's going to be a fluff episode.
Oh, yeah.
Fluff.
Synchronized gonna, yeah. swimming.
Basically, this episode is going to like bridge up to some more drama, I feel like. Because they're going on a trip, I think. You said that they had
a
pool.
Well, they're supposed to go to... the pool was a synchronizing, so they made that the trip.
Okay.
Like, I thought they were at a new house with a pool, but it wasn't. Oh,
but they're going. I think they are going to Vegas or something. That's what I heard.
No, yeah, they're going to Vegas because Kiara books a performance.
Yeah. Oh my.
What I thought the tea was is that I thought Kiara was going to book a performance on the same night that Francesca.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
And all the girls are going to be like, "Fuck that! I'm going to Vegas."
Well, it's some juice going on because somebody can't drive. So I think Fran is the one that can drive. So I feel like
she doesn't want to.
Well, is it Shay? Or is it getting back, bitches?
That's being shady and
it's
petty.
Shady.
Like, nobody has time though. For that. Like,
well, shit, y'all shouldn't be bitches.
That's true.
No, so why but should Fran I? Is the ultimate bitch because Fran be crying wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, she is the ultimate bitch, but be petty with me. I might not drive your ass to Vegas either. Because you balling, right? All them sugar daddies? Sugar daddy that ass up.
Right. Sayora, you better hop on some more dick.
No, all they have to do is catch that little bus, or they could get a plane ticket.
You know,
it ain't that easy on production. They're going to be like, you can't do that. You have to figure this out.
That was seasons ago. Wasn't the last like time they like flew? Was like,
it's no more flying.
No,
I remember
season five.
Okay, let's not go there.
I just figure out a way to conspire how to go on a plane without the cameras. Like, yo, let me go back home, visit my granny for a day, like y'all said.
Girl, mm-hmm.
production.
I bet they did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I left with our cameras on 13. Like, I was staying getting my hair done.
You
wanna, what are you doing? Taking this weave out. It takes 12 hours, okay?
To take out and redo, okay?
So we're going to get basically Francesca versus DeShayla and verse 7. And the fact that Francesca has the nerve to walk past 7 and be like, girl.
Well, doesn't surprise me because she like went after her after that fight with DeShayla. So Fran
7, 8, 9, 10 is 7 about to be a 10 at this, and she about to show you why.
It's been some Twitter drama with 7 too. I think I've been watching with her and Rocky. I think.
Oh, okay.
I just came. You know when you're like snoozing on like the Explore page or something? Yeah, random.
I saw that.
And then Megan got in and was saying something like, don't, you know, listen to these girls. They're going to be haters.
I feel like they all just trying to get, like, yo, let them girls have their own little beefs out. I don't feel like I should be chiming in on any of the new girls' beefs. So I feel like when the old girls do chime in, they want a little piece of that fame and the action while they're trying to act like, again, a Kiara. Yeah. Like, oh, I have a great word for you today. Like, girl, bye.
Megan out here giving advice, like, stop, girl. But when I saw, Seven kind of reminds me. She gives like some
a
tea,
Megan,
Megan tea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think she's probably been feeding her little lines.
You think so?
You remember how Natalie used to do? She used to jump in everybody's DMs and try to reel them in real fast, you know?
Be my puppet. All right. Well, all right, girls. Well, I had fun.
Yes. I enjoyed having you.
Y'all, who do you think is going to be the next one to get kicked? Do we think anyone else is getting kicked out?
Mm-mm.
No.
The
no.
producers are really letting a lot slide.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Maria, ask her what's going on.
She jumped in that one time.
Yeah.
Wait, is that that blonde lady?
Yeah. Right?
Well, no, Maria is the curly brown brunette.
Oh, okay.
She's probably blonde now. I don't know. But when I was...
The blonde with the straight hair.
I remember she pushed...
Oh,
like,
that's Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa was a beast.
She pushed Julie like the freaking China. Well,
I was around a lot of those producers a lot for like Love Games, like multiple shows, so...
I still wouldn't remember their name. I'm really bad with names. Like, unless I'm, like, really...
Yeah, in their face.
If you're in their face, like, Starkeisha.
On Facebook, I only remember when I see their picture.
What happened?
I said you gotta be all in their face like Starkeisha.
I'm like, damn! Like, what's up? She knew me ain't everybody's face, so that's funny.
All right, guys. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
You can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at The Real Camila P and on Twitter at I Am Camila P.
And you can find me on Instagram. It's going to be backed by popular demand. That's with 2 K's, y'all. And you can find me on Twitter, Bad Girl KC. That's also my Snapchat. Let me get my words together.
Yep. And you can follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer.
Simple. You're the best.
Such a soft talk for bad girls.
I'm reading all my passwords.
Guys, let's
all
get along.
Such an angel. And make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And subscribe to us on iTunes. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.